All right, I'm in the studio today cranking out new episodes of the Toddcast Video Marketing Mastery, and a story has percolated inside of the Wirebuzz office from our team that travels all over the world creating client videos and building them into their strategies. And this story, oh, you're going to love it. Wirebuzz goes to client locations and films interviews. And recently, like within the last couple of weeks, we were out in Nashville doing a video shoot for Boston Scientific, and something went down at the airport. Joining me right now is a member of the Wirebuzz crew, Chris Kuzman. What is up?
What's up, man? Good to be on the show.
Dude, love your radio pipes. Thanks for joining me. Now, Kuzman, give people a background on your expertise and where you fit in to support the crew as you guys travel.
Yeah. So I go on a lot of the Wirebuzz travel shoots, out of state and locally, usually kind of operating cameras and assisting Devin on the shoots as a kind of a second shooter. That's really hands on the equipment and running B cam, helping with audio, helping set up lights and stuff like that. It's good to have, you know, at least two people that are very familiar with camera equipment on shoots.
Yep. Now, Chris is freakishly talented, you guys. In the next episode, which will be an extension to this conversation, we're going to chop them up. We're going to talk about a shoot that I just did this last week with Chris, and I almost dropped an F-bomb. Effing crushed it, which I'll tell you all about that. But I'm a trained broadcast professional. Like, those don't slip out of my mouth very often, and it almost did right there. Now, Chris is one of our go-to freelancers. How often, Chris, like, if you had to think about a percentage of the year, what percentage of Chris Kuzman's year is devoted to traveling with Wirebuzz and going out and doing Wirebuzz-related work?
Oh, man. I mean, in like a non-COVIDian year, I'd say definitely a few shoots every month.
Right. So we might take up like a quarter to a half of your month. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. It's as far as like the amount of jobs that I'm working, Wirebuzz takes up a good chunk of the actual work.
And for those that follow us, you should know that we do, in a non-COVIDian year, 3,000 client videos a year. And Chris is one of these guys that just makes these videos come out awesome. Now, Chris, you were recently in Nashville on a Wirebuzz shoot. You guys finished your shoot. You arrived at the airport. You're going to be extracted from Nashville and fly across the country back home to Sky Harbor in Phoenix. What happened when you went through security in Nashville at the airport?
Yeah, so very routine, going through security, and I'm going through the normie security line when Devin and the producer we were with, they get the TSA pre privilege that I usually have to branch off next year. I got to get that TSA pre figured out next year. But
right,
so I'm going through security, and you got to take your iPad or your laptop out of your backpack to run it through the machine. And so, you know, I put it in the bin, run the backpack through, run all my stuff through, put my shoes on there, and then I go through the machine, I go through the scanner thing, and then there's a big line of people kind of like bunched up around, you know, the conveyor belt that all the luggage kind of spills through the scanner. And it was just so hectic because there was like a backup and there was just like a lot of people right there grabbing all their stuff out of the bins. And I just, you know, I found my stuff and I started grabbing it and putting on my shoes. And it's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like a mini emergency when that happens.
It's a mad dash, bro.
Yeah. So especially when there's a lot of people kind of in front of you and behind. So eventually I realized that I have all my stuff. I have my backpack. I have everything. And I just realized that my iPad is just not, you know, it's gone. And I double check everything. I really was like, okay, yeah, my iPad's definitely not here. And I told the TSA guy, I was like, hey, my iPad's gone. I think someone grabbed it, you know? And he was like, there was no iPad or whatever. He was kind of trying to pretend like it's impossible to have been, right, to have been not there. And so I had him like, you know, I was like, hey, just rewind the scanner. You know, you'll see an iPad right next to my, right next to my stuff that I just, that I have right now. And they did, they rewound the little, you know, the little X-ray machine footage or whatever.
How'd you know they could do that?
You know, I figured, you know, it's a government entity. So it was, I guess it was a very, it was a gamble, but so they looked at it, they're like, yeah, there's an iPad and it's not here. And I was like, well, yeah, I think someone took it. And they're like, yeah, that's probably what happened. And I was like, that's really weird. Like, why would they just, you know, that's a very bold thing to do. Just grab it right off the conveyor belt right in front of me. Right.
And by the way, Chris isn't a small dude. Like, Chris could, you know, bust some kneecaps or something if somebody takes his iPad, right? So that's a daring dude who did that.
I suppose that's true. Whoever did it was, I was instantly thinking that they were, that it was an accident. I was like, right. Well, it had to have been on accident. They must have an iPad that looks like mine or whatever. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and I told him, I was like, hey, we're probably never going to find this person because there's a lot of people in the airport, and they're like, wait, hold on, man. We're going to get law enforcement involved. And I was like, I was kind of looking around at my fellow travelers, and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to go through this process. It's just an iPad. Like, we're not going to get it back. Like, we got to get on a plane in like half an hour. So I kind of want to.
We're always cutting it short when we get to the airport. Yeah. We just barely make it by the hair of on our chinny chin chin. So security brought over a police officer, and what happened next?
Yeah, so I kind of reluctantly agreed to allow a law enforcement to get involved. I was like, all right, fine, but I hope this doesn't take very long. I'll just put my name down and say that my iPad was taken. And so Officer Murphy shows up, and she's this like 5 foot nothing woman that is literally strapped with an AR-15 to her chest. Like, she's got an assault rifle on her chest.
She's not messing around, right?
She's not messing around. And she's so friendly. It was hilarious. It was just like such a dramatic image. She shows up. She's got an assault rifle on her chest. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, this is. First and foremost, I don't think I've ever seen a police officer donning an AR-15 inside of an airport. That being said, I was like, I don't know if I want to go down this path. So I told her what happened, and she's like, we're going to find your iPad. I was like, all right. Okay. Like, let's do this, I guess. Yeah. But we have a plane to get on.
Let's roll.
And so someone was like, hey, do you have that app on your phone, that Find My iPhone app? And I was like, yeah, I do, actually. So I pulled out my iPhone. I opened the app, and luckily it was all, you know, working. Like, this stuff never usually works. And it was like, you know, track your iPad. And so I clicked on it, and it gave me a little map of the airport with all the gates and everything. It was like super... Mm-hmm. Like, the gates were on the map. It was like gate 15, gate 17. It was super, you know, convenient and descriptive. And I was like, yeah, it looks like it's at gate 7. and she's like, gate 7, let's go. and so we're like, all right. And here we are. We're like, you know, hungry. We haven't eaten anything. We haven't gotten coffee. It's like, we're kind of like exhausted, but I was like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
Because we never eat on our shoots. It's always the client's needs. It's time and importance. And here's your moment to eat. But now you're in the middle of a criminal investigation in the middle of the Nashville airport.
That's right. Yeah. And it's kind of like a, you know, a little bit of a, I mean, we're like tracking this person with my app, and it's like surprisingly accurate. It's so interesting. You can see the little seating area, like for the gate, on the terminal, where all the restaurants are in relation to everything. And we pinpointed where they were, and it was the sitting area outside the gate to gate 7. And we're like walking fast, and we get there, and I kind of told Devin and Alicia, I was like, hey, you guys can like go get lunch, go get, you know, breakfast or whatever. Like, you don't have to go through this with me. And Devin's like, nah, dude, we're in this. This is just as good as coffee.
Yeah. It's going down for real right now.
And so she starts walking around the gate, like, and just like going straight up to people and being like, hey, did you pick up an iPad? Like, did you like grab an iPad off of a, you know, like on accident? And I'm like, I have my phone out like right behind her, and she's like approaching these people with this assault rifle, and just people are so like taken, you know, off guard. They're just like, what is happening? You know? And I kind of felt bad for everyone. I was like, this is unfair to these like poor people, like sitting down, like getting approached with assault rifle.
Right.
And really the, I can't stress enough how like dramatic this image is with this woman with an assault rifle getting all up on people. And it was just, she was so committed to finding it. Yeah. And so I look at this this tracker app, and I see that it's on the I see that it's like on the tarmac. It's on the
It like started to move.
Yeah, it's like I was like, oh, it's moving. It's no longer right here. It's on the airstrip. Like it's like on the plane out there. And she looks at it. She looks at my phone. She's like, oh, it looks like it's on that plane right there. And she goes up to the airline employee that's kind of at the gate that, like, you know, announces, like, you know, the people that can come on. And she's like, the airline employee is like, I just put on the last person on that plane. It's going to take off in like, you know, 10 minutes. And she, Officer Murphy turns around and looks at me and she's like, don't move. and she runs down the walkway to the plane. And I'm just like, there's no way she's going to get that iPad out of that plane. And so we're kind of like sitting around for like 5 minutes, and I'm thinking like, you know, our plane is literally going to leave. We're already boarding on our plane that was like kind of halfway across the airport. And, you know, I'm worried that we're going to miss our flight.
Right.
So we were like about to leave. We were like, there's no way. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she's thinking.
She's strip searching people. I don't know what's going on in that airplane.
Yeah. We're just kind of sitting around, and I'm looking at the tracker app, and I'm like, Devin, it looks like it's right next to us now. And all of a sudden she turns the corner with the iPad in her hand with, you know, raised above her head. And she's just like so stoked. And we were freaking out. We were like, no way. What did you do? Like how did you do that? I when I saw it, I was actually, my brain like, like had this thought that she had just like taken someone else's iPad that wasn't even mine. I was like, there's no way that's my iPad. How could she possibly have gone on a plane with an assault rifle and just within inside 5 minutes gotten it out of, you know, so someone, I didn't really question her on how she managed to do it. All she said was I led with sugar and not vinegar.
Yes.
And that's, I was like, all right, yeah, good job. And so I gave her a big hug.
She didn't take that person's name. She didn't give him a ticket or whatever. It just ended up being, she was able to extract it out of an airplane of 100-something people in a matter of 5 minutes and return your iPad to you so you can get onto your plane.
Yeah. And we made our flight, just in time. We were like the last people on, and, we made our flight. And I was able to watch Netflix movies on my iPad.
Yeah, that's how it's done. That's a pro traveler for you, you guys. He's Chris Kuzman. Literally just had a great Officer Murphy story out of the airport in Nashville as he got to fly back home with his iPad on Southwest Airlines. Chris, thank you so much for bringing that amazing story to us on the Toddcast.
No problem, man. It was fun reliving that.